Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Raheem. This is Saturday the 17th at 10 p.m. We're dealing with history, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to start off with our national anthem. There you have it, the national anthem. The age of freedom has come. Until you're ready for it, you have to work for it. It ain't going to just walk up and smack you on the mouth. No, because there's people that do not want you to be free, okay? Now, I'd like to talk just a few minutes. I'd like to start with opening, well, it's not really a prayer, but an assertion, okay? I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing gods, okay? I'm one of the gods of the Bible. We're talking about Psalms 82:6. We are all gods, children of the Most High. And it don't say Most High God. They're trying to throw you off your thought process. This thought process that we're on now is the one that Jesus actually brought. That's the original thought process of Jesus, okay? John 10:34, King James Version. It is written in your law, I said, you are all God. This is Jesus speaking. When they asked him, was he the son of the living God? He said, we're all gods. So we all gods. He knew that he was a God too. Yes, Jesus was a God. All right. I'd like to thank my birthing parents, James and Sarah, for giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. I'd like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. Wait a minute, man. What are you saying? I thought baptizing when you dump your head in the water and come up and say amen to Jesus. No, that's not what the baptism is. It is written in your law, okay? This is Luke 2:23. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb, okay? Every male that opened up the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Okay? That's your baptizing process. Coming through the womb of your mother. Okay? I have said you're all gods and all of you are children of the Most High. It is not written in your law. I said you're all gods. Is it not written in your law that I said you are all gods? Now, the thought process, see, what we're doing, we're introducing you to a different thought process, okay? It says, unless you come through the womb of a woman, unless you come through the womb, okay, you cannot enter the kingdom. See, this is the thought process. You're already in the kingdom. That's why Peter told, that's why Jesus told Peter, the kingdom of heaven is within you. You're already here. You know what I mean? Now, I like to make an assertion. We don't pray. We assert what we want because we know we're already carrying power. Power is already given to us by what the Christ has done over the centuries, okay? We're going to go through this just for a second because normally when I get to the end of the show, I have time to do this. So we're going to do this early. The progression of Christ started with the Dogons. From the Dogons, it went to Isis. Or the Dogons was the oral version of the Christ consciousness, okay? The written version came with Isis and Osiris. If you Google during their burial process, they were dealing with the Christ consciousness. It's always been here, okay? Then it went to Amun-Ra. That's why you say amen after all your prayers and stuff, okay? Then it went to Upanishad. This is the Indian hookup. Going to Upanishad with Brahma and all that. Then it went to Lord Buddha, okay? Right? Then from Buddha, it went to Muhammad. Then from Buddha, it went to Jesus of Nazareth. Then from Jesus of Nazareth, it went to Muhammad. All these people were Christ, okay? This is to elevate your thought process. If you can stop hurting and killing each other over the thought process that people are giving you, that's not the thought process of the people who originally started your on your journey of your faith, okay? Now, as a God of this dimension, I accept the law, reap what you sow, and I will not do anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? Think about that. If everybody followed the actual law of the cosmos, which is reap what you sow, understand, you cannot break this law. You can function in a state of corruption, but you can't break the law. Your punishment is written in the law. What you do is coming back to you, okay? So the things that you do not want come back to you, the things that you do not want done to you, don't do them to anybody else. Don't even think it for anybody else. So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? Now, I pledge as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, and I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. This is Galatians. Everything that we bring in you is coming through the Bible. We just want you to understand how powerful this book is. When you're coming with the third thought process, you're no longer thinking like a slave. That's the first thought process. You're no longer thinking like men and women. That's the second thought process. You're thinking as it tells you you are in Psalm 82:6. You're thinking as a God. What do you mean I'm thinking as a God? Okay. Well, first of all, in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. This is what we're talking about, okay? Now, we're dealing with the God thought process. Now, they're giving you this thought process of some Santa Claus guy, you know, knows what you're thinking and knows what you're at, where you're good, so be so be good for goodness sake. This is a Santa Claus thing. It's been so long since I was a kid. I remember the words. But the thought process, you got one guy, okay, riding around the world, dropping toys down people's chimneys in one day, okay? But the parents work hard. Your gods work hard all year long to buy those things for you. But yet they want you to give credit to something that's not doing a job. So we attribute Santa Claus to being a symbol of the gods that's coming to you, that's working with you to help you every day, to be with you every day, to help you do things, to buy you stuff. That Santa Claus is a symbol of that. This is what we're dealing with, Santa Claus, okay? Now, we mentioned what a God is. It tells you right in Genesis. We're coming from the Bible, okay? It told Adam and Eve, if you eat from this tree, you will become gods like one of us. They ate from the tree. I'm not making this stuff up. Now, people get mad at me like I wrote this Bible. I didn't write the Bible. I didn't write a mere word in this book. But the third thought process is part of my conscience. So this is where I live at, okay? When I see another person, I'm looking at a God walking on two legs. And that's how I'm going to treat that person, like they're a God. Can I help you? What can I do for you? Do you need anything? Anything I can do to help, I'm here, okay? Now, so when Adam and Eve ate from the tree, right, the first thing they did was design something. What did they design? They designed something to wear. That takes imagination, okay? They knew right from wrong. This is why when they first vibrated into the physical world, that's a whole nother lecture, we'll get into that one day, and they were able to see themselves, they knew that they're not supposed to be walking around naked. So they imagined what they could wear, and they designed it out of leaves and trees. The information is right there. They designed apron and leaves with a tree, because when God came walking, okay, he said, hey, man, who told you you was naked? So the Lord God didn't talk to them about being naked. This was something totally different from them, okay? Now, they knew this is what a God is. A God knows right from wrong, and the designer has a strong imagination. Everybody on the planet is that. So you got 6 billion guys running around here not working together. Once they start working together, this planet becomes the paradise that it was meant to be, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do is breathe with me 10 times, so, okay, so that we can actually get more oxygen into the brain so that you can hear what I'm saying, okay? Deep breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to take a little break from that. We're going to go to one of the songs on the album, I Found Jesus. Hold on.
So glad I found Jesus. You know what you really gotta do for me?
I found Jesus. Now, I lost my son a few days ago, so I'd like to dedicate this broadcast to my son, Stacy. Okay? We love you, man, and we're going to miss you. Now, like I've been saying, everything that came out of our mouth is coming through the Bible. The Bible is a very powerful book. Once you get into the third thought process, okay, that was Matthew 9:20. She touched the hem of his garment, and behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I could just touch this garment, I shall be made whole. Okay? This is the kind of acceptance of the truth of Jesus' journey that we should be about. All right? She accepted what they're saying about Jesus, so she went to see for herself. Okay? That's why we say we're not believers. She didn't believe what they said, but she went to see for herself. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she made whole. Well, that was it. Now she knows for sure. It's not about her believing. She knows, okay, who Jesus was, all right? Now, Saturday, we like to get into a little bit of history. Excuse me. Since this is the political season, we like to talk just a little bit about political history. What we're trying to do is not give you the little nuances that they give you every day, every week. We're trying to take you into the thought process of why things are going the way they're going. This is what we're about. This is what we do, okay? Now, there was a group that started the journey of the United States of America, okay? Now, the Americas was always here. The Americas was the red tribe. And the brown tribe has been attacking the red tribe for a minute. And the white tribe, okay, they attacked the Americas four or five times trying to conquer the Americas, okay? The red tribe tried. They didn't make it. The yellow tribe, they tried they didn't try to conquer the red tribe, but they were trying to break free from the red tribe's dominance. The Americas was a global empire. One just know a little small group of people. We're talking about going into Brazil and Australia. We're talking all the way up through Haiti, all the way down through the Carolinas. All this was the Americas. The Americas was dominating the planet at one time. This was the red tribe, okay? And the yellow tribe went against the red tribe, and that's how they began to lose power. We're talking China, Japan, Korea, the Philippines. They started going against the red tribe and started breaking free. Brazilians, all of them started to break free from the red tribe's grip. That's how the red tribe got weak enough, okay, for that the yellow tribe freed themselves from the red tribe. And after the yellow tribe got done, this is what made the red tribe so weak, that the yellow tribe was beginning to take over what was going on the planet. This is a history that we're getting. We're thinking in terms of black, brown, red, yellow, white. So with that thought process, it gives you a different idea of what was going on. Now, according to my understanding, what I've been told, each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Now, this is Elohim Five Tribes history. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe ruled for 2,000 years. Brown tribe, 2,000 years. Red tribe, 2,000 years. Yellow tribe, 2,000 years. Now, the white tribe has been ruling for 2,000 years. Look at the date, okay? This is 2024, okay? They have been ruling not for 2,000 years, but they have been, their process, it was a 2,000-year process, okay? Now, their time is almost up. They're fighting to maintain dominance on the planet. They've learned how to grow up in space, finally. And they're doing things that actually they really shouldn't be doing, because only the 1% know who they are and function like who they are, okay? Just like, now I talk about Monsanto like a dog, but Monsanto is feeding the planet. They're functioning like a god, feeding everybody. I don't care who you are. You're hungry, you got the money, you got grub. This is what I'm saying. If they close the supermarkets down, I'd starve to death. Well, I wouldn't. I know the herbs and stuff that I can grow and eat. But most people would starve to death because you don't know where to get no food from. You're not eating from an herbalistic mindset, herbalistic thought process, where you can go out into, because they have parks. They have parks, and every state have parks in them, where you can go out to the park and pick the leaves and the berries and all that stuff and make a meal, you know, without killing and slaughtering the animals, you know. But, hey, we do certain things to survive, all right? So that's what I'm saying. Each tribe, okay, has had 2,000 years to rule. And the white tribe's time is up. In order for them, with the power that the white tribe, the power that the five tribes have right now, okay, all the tribes have nuclear weapons. All of them. I'm just saying, all the tribes have nuclear weapons. So if we start with the bombing, we're going to destroy the surface of the planet. That means not millions, billions of people are going to perish. This is not what God is all about, okay? So the five tribes have to work together to bring this thing to where it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be managing the Milky Way galaxy. Now, there's one group that had a pretty good thought process. They have Civilization 1, Civilization 2, Civilization 3, where we were harnessing the power from the sun. That's a wonderful thought process. That's a wonderful goal to get ourselves into. But we can't get into that if we're going to be running up murdering and killing each other. That's not going to work. You reap what you sow. Now, the white tribe has done some terrible things coming into power, with slavery and murder and stealing and robbing, occupying people's territory and all that. Yeah, the white tribe has done that. And each tribe has reaped what they have sown. Evidence of that, if you go through the areas of each tribe, areas where the blacks rule, areas where the brown rules, areas where the red tribe rules, you will find religious statues all over the place out there, but no people. They had great empires. They're gone. Now, one great empire, okay, from these groups is still here. They're gone. Just the statues and buildings and stuff that they did to magnify the greatness of what they were calling a deity, they're still here. Now, with the thought process that we're introducing to you now, okay, the thought process of God, this is not supposed to be happening. Planet is actually a paradise. The problem is man's inhumanity to man. We're supposed to be making a transition into God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Treating each other like gods, okay? This is what's supposed to be going on. Not doing anything, saying anything, thinking anything that we do not want done, said, and thought to us. That's what the Ten Commandments are all about. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Because you don't want people doing these things to you, don't do them to nobody else. That's part of what the law is all about, okay? You can't break the cosmic law. You're going to reap what you sow. Every tribe that persecuted the next tribe under them, blacks persecuted the brown. Brown persecuted the red. The red persecuted the yellow. The yellow persecuted the white. Yeah, that's right. The white tribe was persecuted in their journey into power. Everybody has been persecuted. It seems to be the normal way to come to power. Part of that teaching is in the book. As men and women, we talk about Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the science of slavery. Read Deuteronomy, okay? When King James first translated the King James of the Bible, there was no British Empire. They weren't calling themselves white folks. They was calling themselves Germans and Russians and Italians. That's how they would call themselves. Once the Bible was translated, the queen, she's smart. She's very smart. The queen decided that white folks would be the chosen people. And she started passing laws and statute to back that up. Okay? Now, if you look at the science, if you look at read Deuteronomy and go through the history of how the slavery and the people were treated, not just black slaves, they treated everybody like that. Okay? Because the whites were the chosen people, and the most chosen of the whites was the one that had blonde hair and blue eyes. This was going on, and it's going on right now. You look at some of the shows and the movies, everybody's in power and authority, they even got blonde hair and blue eyes, okay? Every now and then, they'll sprinkle some blacks in there with a little bit of power, but they have to answer to somebody with blonde hair and blue eyes. This is what's going on, okay? But what we're telling you now is that all of this has to change. All of this has to stop. There's only one race on the planet. That's the human race. This is how we function. Where do we come from? We're not indigenous to this planet. Uh-oh, Brother Elohim done went off his mind. No, we're not. Excuse me. We're not indigenous to this planet. We come from Cyrus, the planets around the sun, the Cyrus A, B, and C. This is where we're coming from, okay? We call it the constellation, what they're calling it Orion now, or we call it the constellation Osiris. We call it the constellation Elohim, but they're calling it the constellation Orion right now. That's why the pyramids are set up the way they are. That's where you came from. That's why the Dogons knew so much about the tribal history from there to here, because that's where you came from. You're not indigenous to this planet, all right? Okay? Well, we're not going to get into evolution. They know that don't work. And even the scientists with the new telescope they put up there, something's wrong with the story of evolution. It was a story that they made up based on what they thought was a mathematical precision based on the light that they were dealing with. Okay, well, that don't work. Everything was made, okay? That's a whole other topic. And I want to focus on the history. Now, let's deal with the history based on the political atmosphere that's going on right now, okay? Let's switch up just a minute here. Now, okay. Remember, Britain emptied her jails, all her so-called unwanted, shipped them here into the Red Tribe's territory. The Red Tribe didn't kill them, didn't murder them, didn't treat them like second-class citizens. They showed them how to live, showed them how to grow corn. This was the indigenous people that were here at the time. But at the time, you had the Moors were here, okay? The Mayans was here. The Chinese was here. The Japanese was here. All five tribes were here. And the indigenous people already had a system set up that they called democracy. That's where the democracy came from. The five tribes got together and decided to set up a democracy. They call it there's a name that they call it before the Continental Congress, before the First Continental Congress and all that. And the president was President Hansen. He was the first president, okay, of the Congress. But now, when they first set it up, it was not a republic. I'm just letting you know this now. It was a democracy. What happened, because the people got a little tired of the, when they pick a person to lead, they act like they're the only God on the planet, and everybody should fall down and kiss their boots, okay? So people got tired of that, with the kings and the queens and the dictators and the aristocrats. The people were tired of that. So they decided, if we're going to set this thing up, we're going to set it up so that the people will have some kind of power over the people that are ruling. We don't want the ruling class to have total authority no more. That's why democracies are set up. And those five tribes, they're the ones that set up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not George Washington and them. And just like they said, they found it, okay? They didn't, you know, like you go out and find a dollar bill, you don't make the dollar bill, but you find the dollar bill. Well, that's what they did. They didn't make none of this. They found it. And what they did, they didn't like the thought process. They didn't think that everybody should be free, because all throughout history, okay, the powerful have dominated the weak, and they turned people into slaves. And the ones that had control over the slaves were seen to be the most powerful on the planet. And that's when they decided, hey, man, we're going to keep this slavery thing going. So what they did, George Washington was a lawyer, okay? They gave him control over the military. He pulled a military coup, went off Fort Britain. Okay, he thought, well, the war was coming. According to the history, the war was coming because Britain was taxing everybody. Taxation without representation, tyranny, is that what they say? Talk to the people in the Philippines and the Virgin Islands about taxation without representation, okay? Now, so they decided that this is what they wanted. Now, once George Washington took control of the military, they set things up, whereas only the upper class white men had control over the country through the Electoral College. I got to do some more research on when the Electoral College was actually set up, because I'm not sure at the date that the Electoral College was set up. But I know George Washington went off, fought the British. They hooked up with France because British set up a blockade around everything, but they couldn't get no goods and services in. So they hooked up with the French, Napoleon and the boys, to break Britain's blockade. It worked for a while, but Napoleon made a grave mistake. He attacked Haiti with the Maroons, Toussaint Overture. I think that was his name. This guy was a military genius. Napoleon couldn't beat this guy. And through his tactics, the French learned how to beat Napoleon. They brought Napoleon through his Waterloo. Okay? That's just giving you some political background so you can kind of understand what's going on. Okay? We lost to Britain. Now, they ain't teaching you this on the internet. They was at one time, but he took it all down. We lost to Britain. Read the Treaty of 1812, and you'll see that we lost to Britain, okay? Once we lost to Britain, we set up the Treaty of 1812, okay? The federal government, that's the United States of America. They controlled the money and the military. This was the deal. The United States, which is the 52 states, they run, okay, the three branches of the government. They run the three branches of the government. So the people, when you vote, you're voting from people from the states to go into the federal government to run the federal government. That gives them control over the money and over the military, all right? That's what I'm saying. But the federal government controls or owns federal government owns the Federal Reserve Bank. It's not constitutional. Federal Reserve Bank is not constitutional, all right? I'm just giving you an idea of what's going on. So once George Washington and the boys lost, this is when they set up so that only upper white males could vote, could run government. This is what the Electoral College was designed to do. You have to be a governor. The governors control the Electoral College, right? And it was the Electoral College that actually put the president in office. Now, Roosevelt took us off the gold standard. I'm jumping a little bit because I don't have a whole lot of time, but I just want to give you an idea of the history and how this thing worked so that the thought process that you're under will be more complete. This is what I'm doing. Now, once we lost, they set all this up. Now, the states were always leery, okay, of the federal government taking over the states militarily. That's why certain provisions about the militias and all that, so that the states will have some kind of way to protect themselves against the federal government, which was owned by Britain, and it still is. It still is. Make no doubt about it. Make no mistake about it. You know, it's no secret that every president literally went through Britain. The Queen knew who was going, when they were going, why, and what the outcome of all that stuff was going to be. I mean, hey, the Queen was amazing. As female, she's the most powerful person on the planet at one time, okay? She's not here now, but, you know, that's what was going on. So this is why you have a problem with the gun issue. The states still need their automatic weapons just in case the federal government go crazy, right? Which we don't think that's going to happen unless you get a crazy president there. That would change things around. But that's not going to happen. Now, we're thinking this is a republic. When you go to school, I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. This is what we say in the Pledge of Allegiance. So we've been under a republic until Roosevelt, because George Washington took us off the democracy and put us on a republic. Roosevelt, after he took the gold away from us, he into a democracy. So now you are now functioning under democracy. So the people vote counts now. So whoever wins the popular vote in the state, they're the ones that get the electoral votes. That's what's going on. But the electoral college still elects the president. That was the whole thing going on with Trump and Pence. Trump thought that he can just throw out the electoral college that the people voted for and put his own electoral college crew in there. But Mike Pence said, no, because that would literally probably start a civil war, I'm telling you. Mike Pence said, no, he was wiser than people give him credit for. He decided, no, I'm going to do my duty. I swore to uphold the Constitution, and that's not constitutional. So he didn't go into that, okay? Now, to give you a little more thought into what's going on, they had the Civil War. Because some people, even now, don't believe that everybody should be free, okay? So they had the Civil War. That was the people that wanted to be free. People thought everybody should be free, and the people thought that everybody shouldn't be free. That's what the Civil War was all about. Now, the people that thought everybody should be free won the Civil War. Everybody was, all five tribes were there fighting in the Civil War. And if you look at your history, all five tribes have, in this country, all five tribes have always been involved in everything. Now, once they orchestrated the murder of Abraham Lincoln after he lost the Civil War, the Southerners, okay, I'm just saying, well, so-called Southerners, because all the Southerners aren't the same, but the people that didn't want people to be free kept the war going through politics, through the vote. They got enough people together, then they can vote people from their state into Congress and the Senate to start changing things around to benefit the people who don't think that everybody should be free. And that's where you got the Jim Crow laws and all this crazy stuff. You have Southern generals and bases named after these people and all that because they were fighting the Civil War through the political arena. Well, now people are waking up. You know, they don't even want you to be whooped no more. They're arguing against that. But the people are waking up, and they're saying, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture here. Since we do have control over the federal government by electing our state representatives into the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency, this is pretty good. We have to make sure that we turn up and do what we're supposed to do. Make no mistake about it. You run the country. It's your country. You don't think that vote is powerful. They spend millions of dollars trying to influence that vote. That's how powerful that vote is. I don't care who you vote for, as long as you get out there and vote. The downside of democracy is that the majority of the people begin to rule, and that's what's going on. Now, if the majority of people get to the point that they don't think people should be free, then you're going back into the Jim Crow and all those stupid stuff where certain tribes, they don't let the brown tribe vote. They don't let the black tribe vote. Only the white tribe, the influence of white. And we don't want to go back into that no more, okay? We want to make America great in the future as we go forward, because every tribe, as you go back, can tell you some horror stories about the United States. So ain't no make America great again. We want to make America great going forward, okay? I didn't want to get into a side thing or on a political thing, but I want the thought process out there, okay? The problem with the planet right now is man's inhumanity to man. We have to be born again. Being born again means to upgrade your mindset. The mindset of the people has to be upgraded, okay? So we can start treating each other like the gods that we are. It don't make sense for people to be sleeping on the street, hungry and all that. There's enough food and everything to feed everybody on the planet. Heck, the Pope got enough money to feed everybody on the planet every day. And there's money out here. You got these mega churches out here taking the money, and they're buying $5-6 million houses and $200-300 cars and all that kind of stuff, when they really don't need that. That's something that they want, but they don't need all that stuff. A lot of that money could go back to the people, okay, that gave it to them, by building housing structures and things like that that will get the people off the street. The money is here. We just have to have the thought process to use the money properly, okay? We got money to send all over the world, but yet our people sleeping on the street. I'm saying something is wrong with the process. And who changes the process? The people. Now, on our economic day, okay, we talk about economics. What's the real power? Money ain't the power. People are the real power. They spend the money to influence people. People are the power of the country. If enough people come together to stop the madness will stop. It's just that simple. I'm saying it's just that simple, but based on the thought process of the people, oh my goodness, no telling. Okay? When you look at Hitler, when he came to power, and the thought process that he planted in the people, we lost 50 million people during that period. 50 million people. What was it, 10, 15-year period that this thought process was prevalent in Germany? We lost just that many people. Putting people in ovens and concentration camps, okay? I mean, it's bad enough here in the United States. We were hanging and burning people in the street. That thought process has to go away because you have to remember, you reap what you sow. You keep doing that stuff, and the universe has the habit of making you pay for your actions through reap what you sow. You want good things to come in, put good things out. That's how it works. We have to upgrade the thought process. Don't think things that you don't want thought. Don't say things that you don't want to come back to you. This is where we're at right now. If you just deal with the Ten Commandments, look at them. And look at them in reference to the law of reap what you sow. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. Or you don't really mess with your wife. Why mess with theirs? Don't steal. Would you like somebody to steal your stuff? Well, don't steal other people's stuff. Don't lie. Bear false witness. Okay? You don't want anybody lying on you, so don't lie on nobody else. That's the reap what you sow concept. Now we have the scientific thought process that they developed coming from the reap what you sow process. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. They just took the reap what you sow thought process out because that's the moral implication of science. You make them bounce for somebody, somebody make them bounce for you. That's how it works. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm trying to bring you into the right thought process. I'm trying to upgrade you into the mind of God. That's who you are, okay? You're carrying power. You can change. You can fix everything. When the preachers don't like me going here, but I'm going here anyway, when these mega churches out here, when they said God is blessing them, where do you think that money's actually coming from? Jesus ain't coming down here giving nobody a dime. It don't work that way. The God they're talking about is the people sitting in the audience. You go in your pocket, you give tithes, you give money, and they're being blessed by you. Well, God is using me. It don't work that way. Okay? God ain't using nobody. When they say, well, let me say it this way. When they say God is using you to bless me, okay, they're talking about they're the God that's using you to bless them. We're all gods. So when they start talking about God's going to give you this and God's going to give you that, they take the responsibility off themselves and say you pray to God and you'll get what you want, okay? Well, they're praying to you, and from you they're getting what they want. And if all of you in the church just got together and put up the money, you can help so many people in the church. You can bless so many people that don't have anything. But that thought process is not in your mind, okay? Because you're thinking about the Santa Claus God. Knows what you're thinking, knows what you're doing, so be good for goodness sake. He's going to come through and give everybody toys in one night. This Santa Claus God going to come through and give you every doll on say. And the Santa Claus mindset is not just in one religious circle. It's in all of them. I'm telling you, that's where they go. I was so tempted to grab to the money, I'm saying, oh, my goodness, but I can't go there. Okay? I have to tell the truth. Well, the truth, as we know it, is kind of interesting because how much money did Jesus have when he left? How much money did James have, Peter have? Well, I got to take just a little break here, so I'm going to throw a song on right quick. I'll be right back. Yeah. Okay, that was short-lived. We had to take a little break there for a minute, but we only got 3 to 4 minutes. So with this 3 to 4 minutes, like I said, I lost my son a couple of days ago, so I want to dedicate this show to my son, Stacy. And I just want to tell you that we do have a book on the market, Elohim, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. It's on Amazon. You can get it. We're on YouTube. There's an album out there. The songs that you've been listening to come off the album. Jesus is Coming. Okay. We have other things coming on the market. We have a meditation CD out there that was designed to open up your pineal gland and your pituitary gland so that you can go on YouTube and listen to those things. And you can buy the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. You can buy it on Amazon. I think it's like $22, something like that. You can get it. And this way you can help support the show. You can buy the album on CD Baby. This way you can help support the show. And this is where we're at right now. I like to make an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sell. That way we'll have no trouble today that I cannot sigh. I'm a little hoarse. I couldn't talk for an hour here. So we don't have a scheduled time to be on the air, so we're coming on the air when it's available, when we have a minute to do so. And that's what we did today. We came on at 10 o'clock. So what I'd like for you to do is to just think about the political issues that we talked about and the history of the tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Study history along those lines, not based on this coming from Africa and all of this, they're coming from Sweden or France someplace. That's not how it works. That's not the good thought to keep us doing what we're trying to do. Now, we don't have but a couple more seconds here, but just remember, love is and always will be the answer, okay? And with that, I will talk to you next chance we get. Much love, guys.